Listener, here is the news. Indonesia's President Prabowo Subianto has called for social assistance to be distributed accurately and on target to those in need by using the National Socioeconomic Single Data, abbreviated locally as DTSN, as a reference. Quoted from antaranews.com, Social Affairs Minister Saifullah Yusuf on Tuesday stated that the president issued the directive after a limited cabinet meeting with ministers and heads of government agencies at the presidential palace on Monday. Citing data from 2025 National Economic Council, he noted that a significant portion of the 504 trillion budget, we should say 504 trillion rupiah budget allocated for social assistance, is suspected of missing its intended recipients. The governments of Indonesia and Australia have reaffirmed their strong commitment to deepening collaboration in higher education, science and technology. The commitment was highlighted during the courtesy visit of Australian Ambassador to Indonesia, Roderick Brazier, to the Minister of Higher Education, Science and Technology, Brian Yuliato, at the Minister's office in Jakarta on Monday. Reported by RRA.co.id, it seemed Ambassador Brazier welcomed the proposal, reaffirming Australia's commitment to fostering a supportive environment for Indonesian students. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Oh, You might be familiar with this sound when your kids are online. But you might miss some other sounds. Your child might stumble upon harmful content, bullies and predators when they are online. Pay attention to the sounds. It's not too late.
Mom, what's this?
Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
Rintik demi rintik membasahi muka bumi saat itu penuh dengan payung seketika jas hujan dicari-cari semua orang inginkan teduh hujan. Wanita itu dengarkan lagu yang baru saja ditinggal oleh sang kekasih. Doakan cepat berpindah hati.
Listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a keroncong song entitled Indah Cintaku or My Beautiful Love by Ratu Aulia and Ehsan, accompanied by the music group Vivid. This song, created by Alam Urba, which was released on March 23, 2012, is a popular song resulting from the collaboration of the late Vanessa Angel and Nikki Tirta. The success of the song is proven by the fact that it has become the soundtrack for soap operas and film television several times in Indonesia. Not only that, Vanessa Angel and Nicky Tirta even perform in Hong Kong. The song tells the story of a couple who are in love. Both of them always want to be close and loved every day. Well, listener, let's enjoy the keroncong version of Indah Cintaku by Ratu Aulia and Ehsan featuring Vivin. Happy listening.
Ku ingin kau tahu, ku ingin kau selalu dekat denganmu setiap hariku.
Sudahkah kau yakin untuk mencintaiku? Ku ingin hanya satu untuk selamanya.
Ku tak melihat dari sisi sempurnamu. Kelemahanmu yang ada aku jatuh cinta karena hatimu cintaku tak pernah memandang siapa kamu tak pernah menginginkan kamu lebih dari apa adanya dirimu selalu.
Mencintaiku, ku ingin hanya satu untuk selamanya. Ku tak melihat dari sisi sempurnamu. Tak peduli kelemahanmu, yang ada aku jatuh cinta. Siapa kamu? Tak pernah menginginkan kamu lebih dari apa adanya dirimu selalu. Cintaku terasa sempurna karena hatimu selalu menerima kekuranganku. Sungguh indah cintaku.
Indonesia.
Listener, here is quotes of the day. Once the sail is laughing, we must sail away from the dock. A quote from Kapitan Patimura. The quote means, once we made a decision, we must follow through. Listener, Thomas Matulesi, also known as Kapitan Patimura, is a national hero of Indonesia from Saparua, Maluku. When the war broke against the Dutch colonizer in 1917, the kings, the captain or captains, customary chiefs, and the people appointed Patimura as the leader and commander of war for his experience and chivalrous soul. And as a leader, Patimura successfully coordinated the government activities, led the people, managed education, provided food, and built fortresses. This charismatic personality is also known for his cunningness and ability to gather great powers of Maluku people, which successfully halted the Dutch movement. And listener, that's quotes of the day.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's sound.
And since the latest AI development made a lot of people flabbergasted because of the, well, the very, very realistic video but made from AI, a lot of people has been talking about AI, and yet the government of Indonesia also wanted to make sure that the artificial intelligence utilization in Indonesia will be well regulated. And quoted from antaranews.com, the Ministry of Communication and Digital Affairs has stated that the government is pushing to complete and issue the national roadmap for AI utilization by this month. And Communication and Digital Affairs Minister Mutia Hafid, after a press conference in Jakarta on Monday, emphasized that the government is aware that clear directions and regulations are needed, necessary, required to ensure AI is used optimally to reduce its negative impacts. And to prepare the roadmap, the government has opened opportunities for discussion with several parties like technology company GoTo and the Japan International Cooperation Agency, JICA, since early 2025. And Minister Hafid also emphasized the government is now making detailed and careful preparation to devise a comprehensive regulation.
Jabatanku kini untuk yang terakhir kali kita berbincang tentang memori di masa itu. Peluk tubuhku, usapkan juga air mataku. Kita terharu saat kan tiada bertemu lagi. Bersenang-senanglah karena hari ini akan kita rindukan di hari nanti. Sebuah kisah klasik untuk masa depan. Bersenang-senanglah karena waktu ini akan kita banggakan di hari tua. Oh, sampai jumpa kawanku. Semoga kita selalu menjadi sebuah kisah kasih untuk masa depan. Kita rindukan di di hari nanti. Sampai jumpa kawanku, semoga kita selalu menjadi sebuah kisah pasti untuk masa depan. Sampai jumpa kawanku, semoga kita selalu menjadi sebuah kisah pasti untuk masa depan. Mungkin diriku masih ingin bersama kalian, mungkin jiwaku masih haus senyuman kalian.
Enjoying a cup of coffee at Coffee Plantation is certainly very special. More special if coffee seeds are directly picked from the tree. Nada Regency in Flores is the main producer of Bajawa coffee seeds. Although the Regency is only a small region, Nada people commit to build their village through the superiority of Flores Bajawa Arabica coffee. When met in the Bajawa Flores Coffee Conquered the World event, which was recently held in Jakarta, Nada Regent Paulus Soliwa expressed his dream to develop coffee plantation in Nada Regency to be an agrotourism.
Ini kita contoh pariwisata kita Bolobobo.
We give examples of tourism in Bolobolo is hill on the clouds. On the slope, there is Flores Arabica coffee plantation. We want to open cafe. Our dream is to make coffee plantation as agro-tourism. How people pick the coffee seeds, its process until it becomes coffee that is ready to be brewed and drink at the plantation. Of Nada region is welcomed by the Agriculture Ministry.
Kita dukung, artinya dengan program kita, kita perkuat apa yang sudah mereka rencanakan.
We support the idea through our program. We strengthen what they have planned. The superiority is Arabica coffee. Let's promote Bajawa Flores Arabica coffee, not only as commodity, but also as agro-tourism. We have conveyed its technique to be able to connect our program at the Agriculture Ministry. Over there, it is built nursery, plantation of seed source, and also replanting. We expand it because they have big potential. In the infrastructure context, we also collaborate with Director General PSP for its machine to make its processing more efficient. The support revealed by Director General of Plantation Agriculture Ministry, Dr. Insinyur Kasdi Subagiono, succeeded to raise the spirit of Nada people to promote their tourism destination and superiority products. Regent Paulus also said that most foreign and domestic tourists who come to Nada Regency are interested in coffee and culture as well as natural tourism in the region. Nada Regency has various beautiful tourism destinations such as beach, lake, waterfall, hill, mountain until hot springs.
Siapa yang tahu membawaku padamu. Kisah cintaku menakjubkan, bahagianya ku merasa. Kamu ada
stay updated with accurate and reliable news from Voice of Indonesia and RRI stations across Indonesia. RRI.co.id is the answer. RRI.co.id, the official news portal of Radio Republik Indonesia, brings you the latest credible and comprehensive news from across Indonesia and the world. Stay informed from a trusted source only at RRI.co.id, your reliable online news portal.
Voice of Indonesia.
Dengar jelas bintang utara memanggil, satu hari yang dinanti terpancar terang di bawah langit. Terlihat jejak setapak mengarah, dan ku sedang mengikuti. Sampaikan salam untuknya dari hati lalui tanah air udara. Kawan camar
ikut bicara. Sampaikan bahwa aku dalam perjalanan membawa tembang hati arungi samudra untuk menemuinya di sana di bawah aurora. Jarak tujuan terlihat dekat memandang garis batas di lautan yang membiasku kan datang. Sampaikan salam untuknya dari hati lalui tanah air udara. Kawan cama ikut bicara. Sampaikan bahwa aku dalam perjalanan membawa tembang hati arungi samudra untuk menemuinya di sana di bawah aurora. Kulalui tanah air dan udara. Aku kan datang, aku kan datang.
Sampaikan salam untuknya dari hati lalui tanah air udara. Kawan cuman ikut bicara. Sampaikan bahwa aku dalam perjalanan membawa tembang hati arungi samudra untuk menemuinya di sana di bawah aurora.
So today is June the 3rd, and do you know that June the 3rd is commemorated as the World Bicycle Day? And this initiative, if you didn't know, apparently started in 2015. Quoted from rri.co.id, there is a professor in the US, Leszek Zebelski, along with his sociology class, starting a grassroots campaign to support the UN resolution about bicycle. And the project explored the role of bicycle in the development, and it gets support from the global coalition called Sustainable Mobility for All. And then on April 12, 2018, the resolution to, well, make official the World Bicycle Day was approved by 193 member countries of the United Nations. And it is stated that the bicycle that has been here for more than two centuries was recognized as a simple, affordable, eco-friendly and sustainable transportation. And the UN approved the World Bicycle Day to also encourage the sustainable development. And today, listener, around 3 p.m. Jakarta time, or, well, like in 45 minutes, we'll have a very nice interview, VOA Talk, related to the World Bicycle Day. So if you want to know more about it, you got to stay tuned on RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Whoa. And more from Indonesia is coming up next, so stay tuned on RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Jatuh ku kan menjaga. Kita telah berjanji bersama taklukkan dunia ini, menghadapi segala tantangan bersama. Dalam pencarian jati dirimu dan semua yang kau impikan, tegaklah sang pemimpin.
Lovely. I really enjoyed to talk to the women. Although I didn't understand them, it was fun to talk to them. And yeah, even to talk by hands and feet, and it was very funny.
Kampung Naga is a village where culture of ancestors is still respected and appreciated. In this kampung, the word pamali or taboo successfully removes curiosity of its people about something. Well, listener, let's follow our expedition in Kampung Naga, Neglasari Village, Salawu District, Tasikmalaya Regency, West Java Province. The roaring sound train diesel machine takes us to a place which amazes both natives and foreigners named Kampung Naga. Kampung Naga is a traditional kampung inhabited by a group of people who strongly keep tradition or their ancestors. In this case, Sundanese tradition which remains preserved, they refuse any forms of intervention which may damage the kampung's preservation. As we arrive in Kampung Naga, exactly in parking lot in the edge of valley, we have been welcomed by Kampung Naga villager named Ijat. He is indeed used to welcome every guest who want to find out more the history of his kampung. Generous smile is shown when welcoming us, making tiredness during this trip gone. And the adventure begins.
Jarak tempuh menuju ke Kampung Naga dari sini
it takes 500 meters to reach Kampung Naga, but it is in valley, so we need to take stairs with 439 steps.
When we get explanation from Ijat about hundreds of stair steps toward Kampung Naga, we are getting curious. We excitedly pass through the stair steps until we arrive in paddy field and refreshing river flow. Amazement at the originality of the green traditional kampung makes us stunned. We completely enjoy road contour with small stones and traditional building structure in this kampung. Ijat explains the building structure in Kampung Naga.
Di sini kan Kampung Naga di sini mempunyai bentuk bangunan ya. Itu yang disebut bangunan panggung. Atasnya pakai injuk dilapis dengan daun tepus. Kekuatannya kuat 15.
Kampung Naga building is still shaped with injuk leaves and it's covered with tepus leaves. It lasts for 15 to 50 years. It's no leaking. On the building there is a horn which may be from the era of ancestors. It can be an example for the next generation. It is the symbol of Sunda or symbol of peace. What we call still the building is like our body, because the shape is like there is head, middle part, and foot.
The originality of building and life of the simple people in Kampung Naga makes us wonder what kind of system of government used in Kampung Naga to manage life of its people to build synergy with the regional government. Without we ask, apparently Ijat knows what we will ask. He then explains more.
Dan di bawah di Kampung Naga mempunyai dua unsur.
Kampung Naga has two elements of government, namely formal and non-formal. The formal one is RT or neighborhood unit, RW community unit, and hamlet head, who is elected based on public democracy. But because it's traditional kampung, so custom official is still authorized and the highest.
Custom in Kampung Naga, which is still preserved, that makes Tasikmalaya Regency Culture and Tourism Service fully gives the management of Kampung Naga to the heirs of Kampung Naga, as revealed by Sutarman, Secretary of Tasikmalaya Regency Culture and Tourism Service Head.
Karena itu adalah kampung adat ya, jadi secara khusus dikelola oleh mereka. Jadi para sesepuh.
As it is traditional kampung, so it is specially managed by elder people in Kampung Naga because they are more competent and it has high idealism on heritage from their ancestors in Kampung Naga, both from its layout and culture. They will be more concerned about it compared to tourism service. Therefore, it is fully managed by Kampung Naga older generation.
Kampung with 1.5 hectare in size, consisting of 113 buildings, where 110 of them are people's houses that never increases in number since Kampung Naga was established. Three other buildings are mosque, bali or meeting place kampung, and public rice barn. To preserve the nature, people in Kampung Naga decide not to add more houses. Kampung Naga also has a building named Bumi Ageng. It is the only one building where not everyone can enter. Ica then explains Bumi Ageng to us.
Ini kan yang disebut Bumi Ageng ya, kalau misalnya mau ngambil gambar dari atas ke bawah itu silahkan. Cuman kalau diarahkan.
If you want to take pictures of Bumi Ageng, there is a particular distance. Don't be too close. Bumi Ageng is one of sacred buildings. There is nothing inside. It is used traditional ceremony ritual 6 times a year, like for Maulid Nabi or the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Muharram or Islamic New Year, Idul Adha, Islamic Sacrifice Day, Isra Miraj, ascensions of Prophet Muhammad into heaven, Saban or Idul Fitri festivity. Kampung Naga people still do the traditional ceremony led by Kunchen or Kampung Hat. Traditional ceremony here is also like cleaning the graves of ancestors, followed by the making of tumpeng or cone-shaped rice and prayer at mosque. Those participating are old men, while women make tumpeng to be given to mosque.
With a population of 315 people, this kampung can maintain their tradition with only one powerful word, pamali or tebu. What does it mean and why Kampung Naga obey it? While walking, we listen to Ijad about that.
Segala sesuatu mempunyai amanat dan wasiat. Seperti di sini, untuk warga Kampung Naga sendiri.
Everything has mandate like in here for Kampung Naga people. Tradition can be this strong now and later because of one word, pamali. For example, Kampung Naga people want to go through forest, but it is pamali, and that word remains effective because we have customary law. The word pamali is negotiable and it contains mandate. If they violate it, it is not head of custom or local people, but the impact of their attitude. So here we use customary law. There is only one word, pamali. That's it.
Pamali, which is a simple word, believed to have magic power. If it is violated, it will cause fatal impact. Kampung Naga people believe that everything which doesn't come from the teaching of Karuhun, Kampung Naga, and something which is not done by Karuhun are considered taboo. Pamali is unwritten law which is upheld and obeyed by everyone in Kampung Naga. It is still applied obediently in daily life like building house, shape, location and direction of house, ceremony, clothes, art and so on. Kampung Naga people apply all of the word meaning in attitude and spoken word every day. That's what makes Kampung Naga still stand steadily in the midst of the Green Valley until now. Taboo things are also applied in days and months. There are 3 taboo days in Kampung Naga, namely Tuesday, Wednesday, and Saturday. The taboo days do not prevail for visitors. Kampung Naga people are prohibited to talk about custom and the origin of Kampung Naga in daily life. There are more things that Kampung Naga people cannot do in taboo days and months, like Ijad explains.
Jadi ditabukan itu bukannya ditabu untuk pengunjung, bukan.
So what becomes taboo do not prevail for visitors. If you want to come, just come. But Kampung Naga people usually hold traditional ceremonies 6 times in a year. They cannot hold traditional ceremonies in taboo days. That's what taboo means. Because usually people in Kampung Naga celebrate Islamic great days like Maulid, Muharram, Idul Fitri, Isra Miraj, and Saban.
Whatever the prevailing prohibition and rule are, Kampung Naga people can cement Kampung Naga as one of traditional kampung, which becomes tourism attraction in Indonesia. The afternoon comes. It's time for us to set foot on hundreds of stair steps again to finish the expedition and enjoy the beauty and fresh air in Kampung Naga.
Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smiles. Kindness and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand and dance with me. A nation with a soul. Symphony of sight and sound. Across the beautiful nature. We'll find the colors of paradise. Oh, what a wonderful place. I feel loved, I feel wonderful. Wonderful Indonesia.
Di sini ku memikirkanmu. Apa kabar dirimu? Apa kau rindukanku? Sendiri ku di sini sendiri. Jauh dari dirimu, oh aku rindukanmu. Aku ingin bersamamu. Aku ingin bersamamu. Rumahku
of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you. Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
VOA listener, today's edition of Traditional Song on Music Corner presents a song from West Sumatra entitled Kampuang Nan Jauh di Mato. The song was composed by Oslan Hussein in 1931. The lyrics describe the story of someone's longing for his hometown. This song also tells the character of Minangkabau people or native West Sumatra people who are kind and like to work together. A feeling of longing emerges when he remembers his hometown. His family seems to call him home. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from West Sumatra, Kampuang Nan Jauh di Mato by Esther. Happy listening!